Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. And let me get a foundation here established. I love it where the Apostle Paul is writing to Philemon. In Philemon verse 6, he makes this statement that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And the thought, the opening thought is, what are you as children of God communicating? What effect are you having on others? And what effect is the Word of God having on you? Amen. So in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning to read with verse number 6 for our text this morning. The Word of God says, he is fine. He is okay. Oh. He's faster than you. Oops. Verse number 6. You know, that was me in church. So. Hallelujah. I'm still like that. If you notice, I don't stand in one place. Amen. So we'll begin to read verse number 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. You know, I'm going to focus on verse number 9 today, which it says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and all truth. You know, when I was thinking about this today, this message, I was reminded as I've been to concerts. Have you ever been to a concert? And in a concert, they normally have light shows that go with the concert. And the light shows is done to have an effect. There's an effect of the light. And God says, because of the light that's in us, it should have an effect on others. Okay? The effect we affect in all goodness, and in all righteousness, and in all truth. Amen? So let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Can we lift the word together? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart's attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Father, I know that you're sending this word to accomplish something in each and every heart of each and every one that's gathered here today. So Lord, I ask you, speak through me today, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, when I was thinking about the light effect. The light has an effect in all goodness. Amen. I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord, but his goodness is fruit of the Spirit that's within you and I. So look with me in Romans chapter 15 as we're looking in all goodness. Romans chapter 15, there's a note sheet that's included in your bulletin. You might just write down the notes because you know me, I'm a word man. I'm going to be all over the word. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come by hearing and hearing from Carl Sly. Amen. It comes from hearing the word of God. Verse number 14. The apostle Paul says this, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, also able to admonish one another. Now, what we're talking about is when the light is truly having an effect, it's because we're filled with all goodness. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, temperance. Okay? So goodness is a fruit of the Spirit that becomes activated inside of you and I. So the Word of God tells you and I also in Ephesians chapter 3. Go to Ephesians 3. Verse number 19. The Apostle Paul says this, And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. And our thought right here is being filled with the goodness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? That worketh in us. His goodness is at work. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. When I was looking at this, the Lord took me to Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 10. The word of God says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now, when I was thinking about this, we hear this say, you know, so many times we say we need to be do-gooders. And we're supposed to be do-gooders. You know, we're allowing the goodness of God to flow in and through our lives. But the Lord spoke to me about not just being a do-gooder, but to do better. Hello? In other words, every time I get to a place that I think that I'm giving enough or doing enough, he says, I'm looking for a little bit more. Amen? And one of the things you have to understand, and God wants you to understand this, listen to me. If we're truly vessels for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it's his goodness, not our goodness. We're allowing his goodness to flow in us and bears fruit outwardly. Fruit isn't inside, fruit is outward. Amen. And I'm having an effect, my light is having an effect on others by doing good. But he said also to do better, and look at me in Proverbs chapter 16. Solomon, the wisest man ever, says this in verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. The Lord said, okay, hey, we're having a light effect. This is like a light show. The light of Jesus Christ is shining in and through our lives, and we're having an effect on others by in all goodness. Amen? I was going to help cover your mouth for your yawn. I think what the Lord is saying. Now, I know what the Lord is saying. He is saying that he wants to minister through each and every one of our lives. And he has some good things for a lost and dying world. And he chose you and set you apart for such a time as now. And God's plan is not going to change. The call of God is irrevocable, and it does not change. And I want you to understand, in this evil time, in this evil world that we're living in, don't you think it's a time for some goodness to shine around? Hello? Don't you think it's time for some goodness to flow? I'm telling you what, all of us are gathered together, going to be gathered together with our families over Thanksgiving or over Christmas or whatever time you're getting together. And it's important not to look at everything you have that you disagree on, but let the goodness of God flow through you. You have a loved one that needs Jesus, then let goodness flow through you. Let them see how good Jesus is. Amen. Jesus came to save the world right now. He didn't come to judge them yet. Amen. Look, your neighbor said there's still time. The trumpet hasn't sounded yet. Amen? And God has a plan. You know, but he not only said in all goodness, we have an effect in all goodness, but we also have an effect in all righteousness. I've probably used this scripture. It's probably one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I have a lot of favorites. Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12. You can't bear what you don't sow. Here's what he says in 10:12. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. It is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. And he's talking about the fruit that we're like. Let me say something to you. No matter how dark it is tonight, no matter how dark it is outside, when the light is in this house is on, darkness can't overtake it. Hello? In other words, you're the light in this world. When you walk into a room, even when it's dark, it lights up. Because of who you are, there's a light effect. And God wants you to understand that the fruit that we're bearing is in all goodness and it's in all righteousness. Amen? What is the, look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 34. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. In other words, I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I'm old things that passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm walking in all goodness and I'm walking in all righteousness. I think one of the biggest deceptions in the last days in the body of Christ is a declaration that says, don't get me wrong, well, I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Well, I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, he said, little children, be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Amen. In other words, it's not just what I have, it's who I am. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. So he says to us in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. So when the John the Beloved, 1 John 3:7 says, little children, be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. In other words, if I have the fruit of Christ inside of me, and I have the Spirit of Christ inside of me, I'm righteously. I'm the righteousness of Christ. I'm flowing in that righteousness. I'm operating in that righteousness. Listen to me. That's why James says this in James chapter 5. Verse number 16, he says this to us. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The fruit of righteousness. You know, he is saying that where our light has an effect, our light has an effect in all goodness. Our light has an effect in all righteousness. And thirdly, our light has an effect in all truth. The prophet Zechariah said this in Zechariah chapter 8. Verse number 16. He says this. He says, these are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against your neighbor. And love no false oath, for all these things that I hate, saith the Lord. Amen. Jesus wants us to be full of the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And the fruit of the Spirit is truth. Truth is overflowing inside of us. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 24, the Apostle Paul says, hey, there's something I have to put on. It's happening on the inside of me. I've got to allow it to come on the outside of me also. He says in verse number 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Amen. He's all right. What's up? You can't have candy in church. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. So he tells us in Ephesians 6:14. The word of God says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, when I'm looking at this, what the Lord is saying is that we're with the fruit of the Spirit, we're full, with the light effect we have, we're affecting people in all goodness with the righteousness of Christ Jesus in the truth. You know, let me say something to you. Some people were afraid to tell somebody the truth because they're afraid they're going to hurt their feelings. Let me say this to you. If you minister truth and the love of God, it won't be received in that manner. If you minister it with judgment, it's not going to be received. You know, the Bible says to you and I, he says, love will cover a multitude of sins. Amen? So the Lord's saying, hey, in these last days, in the dark age that we're living in, the church needs to light up a little bit. I believe that in closing today, what the Lord wants to do, he wants to prophesy Isaiah chapter 60. So look with me in Isaiah 60. He's saying, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So in closing, what is the Lord saying to us today? He is saying that God desires for the light of the Lord to have an effect on others. As we allow his light to affect us, it can be manifested to have an effect on others also. And he says that we're to be filled with it, to have the effects on others, we're to be to affect them with in all goodness, in all righteousness, in all truth. And he was speaking to me, and he said in Romans chapter 13, I'm just sharing with you what he said to me. And it's important for you and I to listen. Because surely we're in the last days. And it's most important that this time than any other that the church arises. The Apostle Paul said in verse number 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. He said, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. So what is the Lord saying to us today? He's asking us this. The first thing he opened up with is, what are we communicating? What effect are we having on others? And are we truly allowing the Word of God to have an effect on us? He calls for you and I not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. God called you here today because he has a plan and a purpose in your life. The adversary has come to destroy you and to kill you, but God has come to give you life in the abundance thereof. Will you allow him to flow in and through you today? Bow your heads and let us pray.